is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Monday, June 10th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to start the show off today asking for prayers for the Foley family. Patriot friend, Christian brother, little bit of a character, but aren't we all? I got the text yesterday that Rich Foley passed away. So I'd like you to hold up the Foley family, his son, and others in the family, especially his son. His son was really touched hard, hit hard by Rich. His problems that he had, the tumor that was removed, they believe perhaps it was some blood clots that caused strokes, mini strokes, major stroke. Last couple weeks, he's been in hospice care, which is where basically people go to die. They put you on morphine. You lose your desire to drink water, to eat food, basically going into a coma, and your organs shut down. Because you can only live so many days without any water or food. We don't know if you go peacefully or not. Or are you struggling because you're starving to death? But basically, he passed away Sunday morning. Father God, please put your hand on the Foley family. Give them peace, serenity. Let them know, Lord, Father, that Rich is restored and with you in heaven. We know he was a Christian believer. He loved our radio family, Lord. Every house he went to, he was so excited about helping people. Whether it was Well Connect for many, many years or Generac most recently, Rich cared about people. He promoted this show. He promoted this radio station. He promoted the other sponsors that we have in our radio family. And he will be missed. The only thing I feel truly bad about, Father, and I ask for forgiveness, is that I was not able to see him before he went into his comatose state. It happened so quickly after the surgery, Lord, we just didn't get a chance to talk. And I feel a sense of guilt, and I ask that you lift that from me. It was your divine providence. It was your will that it didn't happen. And Lord, I ask that you forced me to accept that. But Lord, we ask that you put your hand on their family and give them peace as they get through this grieving process, mourning the loss of Rich Foley. He was a good man, Lord, and we pray that you accept him into your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to take a moment of silence in memory of Rich Foley.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Got a couple of meetings, events taking place that you need to know about this week. Tonight at 7 o'clock, the Antrim County Conservative Union is meeting at the Torch Lake Township Hall from 7 to 8:30 this evening. So you have time to go home and eat. Come on over to Torch Lake. See the monthly meeting that we hold for the Antrim County Conservative Union. You guys can come and brainstorm and be a part of it. It's open to the public. Greatly appreciate if you guys would consider coming. If you would like a link to the agenda, I'll be posting it on acconservatives.org, acconservatives.org website. It'll be up right after the show today at 12 noon. The meeting starts at 7 p.m. tonight. You are invited. Now, if you can't make it over to Torch Lake tonight, Petoskey on Wednesday, starting at 6:30 with pizza, free pizza, free parking, free speech, and free the J6ers. They've got an invasion at our southern border presentation by Dan Lyman, editor-in-chief. That's Izzy Lyman's son. It's going to be at the Northern Lights Recreation Center in Harbor Springs. They have a whole list of candidates that are going to be speaking as well in Petoskey, Emmett County area. Josh Saul, a new sponsor to the show and a new sponsor to the radio station. You'll be hearing his commercials starting to air soon, and he will be on every Friday with us with field reports, running against Congressman Jack Bergman. Emmett County Commissioner candidates, Emmett County Sheriff candidates. They have a proxy coming for Neil Frisky. He can't be there because he'll be in Lansing in session. Possibly Todd Smallenberg. And also possibly Alexandria Taylor running for Supreme Court. And then, of course, she said there's a local Donald Trump impersonator. So you can go get your picture taken with Donald Trump on Wednesday. Again, that's going to be at the Harbor Lights Recreation Center in Harbor Springs. Free pizza at 6:30. The program starts at 7 this Wednesday, the 12th. Actually, I may go and attend this one. This might be an interesting one to attend. So looking forward to those meetings tonight and Wednesday. One of the things that you have to understand, there was a hit piece done in Todd Smallenberg on Friday. We talked about it on Friday's show. You heard it all weekend long. It repeated every 3 hours. And you heard it early this morning. Basically 6 to 7 a.m. this morning, we talked about it. Well, one of our loyal listeners, good friend, Anita from Florida, sent me an Electa blog from 2016. And I put it on my Twitter account that carpetbagger U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman, 1st District, hasn't lived in Michigan since before 2016 when he got elected to Congress. Now, this post was dated October 21st of 2016. This is after he won the Republican primary and went on to defeat easily the Democrat becoming our congressman. GOP candidate in Michigan's District 1, Jack Bergman, admits he's been living in Louisiana through at least last spring. There has been a great deal of discussion in Michigan's mammoth, huge 1st Congressional District about whether Republican candidate Jack, quote, "you've got to have to roll the dice with me," end quote, Bergman, is a longtime resident of the district, or if he is, in fact, a resident of Louisiana. Here's what I wrote when I visited this race last month. In 2013, Jack Bergman was appointed to the Louisiana Military Advisory Council, a four-year position that he retains as of today. This was back in 2016. He described as being from Baton Rouge when he made application on the council's board membership list. When he was first introduced as a new member, he told his colleagues on the Louisiana Military Advisory Council, "Good morning, everybody. I'm Jack Bergman. I'm a proud resident of St. Francisville. I retired from the Marine Corps in 2009, and I'm excited to be here today. He listed his address as a P.O. box in St. Francisville, Louisiana. On political contributions to a new Democratic New Orleans City Council candidate, Jackie Clarkson, and also to a Democrat-leaning PAC in Louisiana. Bergman has talked publicly about being a snowbird who visits Michigan only during the warm summer months. It also recently came to light that Bergman was actually on a school board in Louisiana and had attended meetings as recently as last spring. He last attended a meeting of the New Orleans Military and Maritime Academy as recently as April. This was before the August primary, and was still listed as a board member in the July minutes. School board member elected in Louisiana, still sitting on that board 1 month before the August primary of 2016, when he got elected, nominated as the Republican congressman for the first district here in Michigan. During a debate in Marquette just last week, Bergman made a rare appearance. He tends to skip debates rather than answer voters' questions. And he confirmed there that he was indeed on a school board in Louisiana. The Mining Journal from Marquette actually has a snippet of it in a video. One of the opponents that Jack has faced, first one was Lon Johnson. Remember, Lon Johnson rented a garage in northern Michigan, claiming that that was his residence, when in fact he lived on the lakefront road in Chicago. What is that, Michigan Avenue, I believe? That's where Lon Johnson actually lived, in a high-rise luxury condo. But he claimed that he rented a home, and I think it was Kalkaska. Well, some people had driven by this home and found a two-car garage. Lon Johnson said, "I believe that how you campaign is how you will govern, and that openness we have not seen from Jack Bergman." On June 29th of 2016, every candidate, Diane had to do it, Jack had to do it, I had to do it, Tom Casperson and Jason Allen did. We all had to put out our ethics and full disclosure reports. And on that report, we believed we had to list our assets, our incomes, our debts, any real property we own or leased. On June 29th, Jack Bergman withheld two important positions. One was an appointment for 4 years he received from the governor of Louisiana. He didn't list that on his campaign finance report. Another one was a school board membership, an elected office that he holds in New Orleans. So the question is, why did he do this? Why did he not tell the truth on his ethics report? Because he was running against two lifetime residents of the 1st Congressional District. The truth would get in the way of the narrative of him being a straight-talking Marine. That's not straight talking. That's not even the truth. End quote, said Lon Johnson. Does anybody actually know what an SF-278 is? It's a form for disclosure of all associations, elected positions, income, assets, and such. The point is, I filled out the form. I had to fill it out with help. I had to talk to my attorney. I had to talk to my accountant. I had to talk to my bookkeeper. We filled out all the questions. So when it was called to my attention, we immediately started to question the other candidates' forms. Bottom line, the school board, after winning the primary, this is now Jack Bergman talking, was because it was going to be a conflict of interest, assuming I won the general election. So I was going to have to leave. But the point is, if someone attacks me on education, I have a background. If anybody wants to talk to me about educating our students in this country, I have a strong foundation in education. If we believe that we should not pitch in to make sure our 18-year-olds are as best possibly equipped heading into the next stage of their life, then that's wrong on our part. I believe in education, and that's why I was elected and served on that school board. And yes, I still sat on the school board until after winning the Republican nomination. Well, has anybody taken the time to go and take a picture of Jack Bergman's house in Watersmeet? Because with him getting the number one highest rating for receiving the most money for lodging and travel food expenses in Congress, Jack Bergman, number one, $32,000 for last year. Do we even know if Jack Bergman lives in Michigan? Or is Watersmeet simply a facade like it is for Mike Rogers, who doesn't even live in Michigan, lives in Florida? Very, very, very interesting. Because some people believe that Bergman and Rogers don't even live in Michigan. Bergman still maintains his beautiful home down in Louisiana. Rogers still has his million-dollar mansion in Florida. And Rogers, very interesting story came out over the weekend. We're going to talk about it in the next half hour. Rogers is in trouble. Big time. And I believe Bergman's in trouble. Because when this information gets out, and when people start actually challenging him and asking him if they, now that he's back in district seeking re-election, prove that you live in Michigan. Prove it. Show us pictures of the house in Watersmeet. If he doesn't, he doesn't want you to see it. Why? Because he doesn't live there. Never has. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.